Welcome to Beyond Sunday with Pastor Nick Williams. South Shore Community Church exists to help all people find and follow Jesus. Join us weekly as we talk through current sermons, theology, parenting issues, and how to have a gospel-centered marriage. We are praying that today's message helps you grow closer to Jesus. Now, here's your host, Pastor Nick.
A couple days ago, I found myself on the water. It was spring break. My family and I went out on the boat to fish, and it was a hot day. And I realized about halfway through the day that I hadn't had anything to drink yet. And so I grabbed my Yeti water bottle and I started to drink. And it's one of those moments, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but the water just can't come fast enough. I can feel my thirst actually being quenched. And I think about that when I think about this story in John chapter 4. Jesus meets this woman at the well, and he's talking to her, and he uses this everyday illustration about thirst and getting your thirst quenched to help this lady understand. And he's first talking physical thirst, but he's doing that in order to help her understand the spiritual side of thirst. And she's not really understanding to begin with. And if you know the way Jesus talks, that's kind of understandable. Sometimes it feels like he's talking in riddles, but he's trying to get her to a bigger point. And so she kind of says, how are you going to get water from this well? You don't have a bucket. Where is this living water that you're speaking of? And Jesus decides to kind of hone in on that question of living water and where it comes from. You know, I think about every one of us thirst in life, and thirst is not just the physical thirst. We have aspirations and things we long for in life, and sometimes it's happiness, sometimes it's satisfaction. I think of a passage in Ecclesiastes where King Solomon writes about his attempt to quench his thirst. In chapter 2, it's talking about him chasing everything in life, the wealth, the women, the things in life. He's trying to find anything to satisfy his craving. And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10 through 11, he says, all that my eyes desired, I did not deny them. I did not refuse myself any pleasures, for I took pleasure in all my struggles. This was my reward for all my struggles. When I considered all that I had accomplished and what I had labored to achieve, I found everything to be futile and a pursuit of the wind. There was nothing to be gained under the sun. Just like Solomon, this woman in John chapter 4 is chasing this out. And she asked Jesus, where can you find this living water? And it's probably a question you and I have asked in a different way. Where can we find true satisfaction? And the truth is, that's only found in Jesus. The problem is, a lot of times you and I, we go through this journey of saying, I know what's best. I know how to be happy. I just want to do things my way. And so we begin to pursue satisfaction in something other than God. And so let me ask you this, just a kind of a moment of reflection. Take a moment to reflect on your own story of belief in Jesus. Where were you seeking fulfillment? And how has belief in Jesus satisfied and changed your desires? Now, the follow-up question that I'll ask is, where is it in your life that you're seeking fulfillment outside of Christ right now? What is it that you've put on your own plate to fix, to satisfy, to bring joy and fulfillment, rather than allowing that to come from God? Spend some time today praying through that, and asking God to reveal that in your life and then give you the strength to overcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Sunday. We hope the conversations and insights shared here have brought you encouragement and have deepened your journey of faith. If today's episode has inspired you, we invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus alongside us. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family who might be blessed by it too. Until next time, Thanks for joining us, and may God bless you abundantly.